In 1977, John Doe co-founded the band X. Its fast-paced sound and lack of solos was, in part, a response to the perceived rock and roll excesses of the early 70s. By the early 80s, X was the standard bearer for punk rock on the West Coast. X never became a household name, but its music influenced bands in the decades that followed its first release. Today, though, Doe doesn't follow very closely the scene he helped create.
I have to say I'm kind of removed from it. The little that I do know is that punk rock has finally gotten to the audience that it was meant to, which is teenagers. Nowadays, it's much more of a subculture. It's a rite of passage.
It's one that Sacramento punk duo Dog Party took on at a tender age. Formed in 2007 by Gwen Giles, who was 11, and her sister Lucy, who was 9, Dog Party was heavily influenced by X. The Giles sisters spoke by FaceTime while they were on tour in Europe. This is Gwen.
My father was a big fan of X when he was younger. He played Los Angeles, the record, for us when we were younger a lot. He actually saw them play at the El Dorado Saloon in Sacramento. It was in the 80s.
Dog Party's latest record, Lost Control, features a cover of what could be the most recognizable song in the X catalog. That's Los Angeles. The Giles sisters explain what made Los Angeles stand out for them.
Whenever we play Los Angeles live, there's a few people that just go insane because a lot of people know X, and a lot of people love X, and so a lot of people recognize the song. I think there's like only been like 2 sets in the past, I don't know, like 4 years, where we haven't played that song. It's always like if the crowd needs a little bit of motivation, we'll play it because they need to get hyped up.
John Doe think about Dog Party touring Europe, playing the music he wrote nearly 4 decades ago?
Really? That's awesome. Makes me feel good.
In the spirit of X's everyman appeal, Doe is humble about his status as a punk rock pioneer.
People will say, you have no idea what this means to me, or you changed my life, or when I was a teenager, your music was really important to me. To say that you had a positive effect on somebody's life is the highest compliment that I think anybody can get.
And Lucy and Gwen recognize the influence X has had on their own music.
I think our upcoming album has definitely some X influence.
Yeah, and on Lost Control, our latest record, I actually used a few of DJ Bonebreak's drum beats. Like on Gutters, I used the drum beat he uses on Hungry Wolf. Yeah, I used some of his drum beats.
When young musicians ask him for advice, Doe employs a bit of reverse psychology.
Well, first thing I say is don't do it. What should I do? And I say you should quit. Don't be a musician. It's too hard. It's too unrewarding because they won't listen to you if they are supposed to do it anyway.
Were Dog Party to get that advice today, it's clear they wouldn't listen. Dog Party already has 2 independently produced full-length records. For their 3rd, they were signed by a major punk label, and now a 4th album is on the way. Nick Bruner, Capital Public Radio News.